work.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here to sit with you. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everybody.
And
we
this,
always
this
say
been,
aloha.
This has been a
Friday.
Show that very clear that has been one of the weirdest planning shows. One, Dale called me yesterday, and she goes, okay, I'm doing the show tonight. And I said, Dale, it's Thursday. It's not Thursday, Friday. Then a few minutes before the show today, I get this notice on this is we're currently experiencing an issue with our broadcast system. We're looking to fix the issue. So I almost told that then they fixed it, right, a few minutes before we get on the air. We do have callers waiting, and more people are calling in. So this has just been one of those weird weeks. How are you doing, Dale?
I've been having two Thursdays in a row. I don't know why, but hi, Barb.
Hi.
Don't know why. I kept thinking every other day was Thursday. It's really weird. I mean, I couldn't get my brain off of it. And now I'm okay.
Like I get my days mixed up a lot. And then I post for, like, oh, it's finally Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. And then it's not even Friday. I mean, and then you have to go back and erase it. I do that a lot. I don't know. Wonder why we do that.
I do. I'm getting older, so all the days blend. It's that simple. So anyway,
well, you're lucky.
Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Aloha.
Aloha. How you doing?
I'm here.
Weird thing is, he fell asleep and I fell asleep and just got up a little while ago, a few minutes ago, because I went swimming and was exercising, and then I went home and I have this chair that I can lift my legs up and lay in the back, and I was just snoring away. And when I woke up, I was watching BBC Reno, and I'm going, what the hell? And it was good. Whatever it was good. It was a good show.
Really? BBC? You mean
yeah.
The BBC, the British? Oh, I think they're the funniest people.
They are.
They make me
they
laugh.
Are.
Like, absolutely
except,
fabulous. I love that one.
Except when you go to England or London, it's totally different. Are you getting hit with the rain, Barbara? That
yes,
you know that they're
is.
Having to, you. Is it bad?
Well, not today, but yesterday it was pouring down, and the day before it was. But I just have to go out anyway. But I have my umbrella and my rain boots, so I'm totally fine.
Oh God!
But
people
it was
call
really...
me at the wrong. People are calling me, and I don't know how to get rid of them. I don't know how to get rid of
well,
them.
Ignore them. That always works.
I put, can you call back? That's what I did. Okay. So, is everybody there now?
I'm here.
Everybody's
but...
here doing last-minute Christmas stuff. Who do you get? Well, that's a weird question. Who do you get presents for? Like, do you have a long list that you have to shop for people
well,
still? Or is it
actually, the only person on the list that I had beside my husband was Richard. I just sent Richard a present, right? Richard, tell Barbara
aww.
About the present. Richard?
Oh,
he's
phone
here.
Richard.
Richard, tell
her. What did you get?
I don't know what present. I was happy.
Wait, are you... Wait,
I
we're not understanding.
My phone. Oh, God.
What?
Maybe you should
no,
tell
can you...
us, Dale. He's out of it sounds like.
No, wait. No, he's fine. It's just because I was just talking to him a few minutes ago. What's the matter with your phone, Richard?
I don't know.
It's okay. tell her, he's just tired, he woke up. Tell her what I got you for your present.
I know. A Christmas ornament. Very heavy. It's a bird cage with three birds in it. And it plays music. I'll turn the music on briefly so you can all hear it. Hang on a moment. Let's see. Can you hear it? I hope.
Yes.
Oh, that's so pretty.
It's heavy.
It's really pretty.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that sound of the piano. It's like that old
Well, it has. It had like 10 different songs, and originally I got myself one at Costco, and I just fell in love with it. But I know Richard loves birds, because we're in Hawaii. That's what he would do, is feed the birds. So I got him, is it red cardinals? Is that what it is, Richard?
It's what?
Richard?
I'm sorry.
Is it, what kind of birds are they?
Well, I don't know. Multicolored.
Are they? Oh, really? Multicolored birds?
With yellow necks. And they're very pretty. Yeah.
Okay,
they're
so there's how many are there?
Three. I sent you a picture.
Well, not me. They haven't seen it.
Well, got
so
three
he,
birds
I
in.
Got him.
Okay.
Okay.
Bird cage. Okay. I give up. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, I wanted to talk to Barbara for a minute. Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara? So,
hi.
Hi. He just woke up. He had a nap. It's really weird. I had a nap. I could barely make the show waking up. Yeah, we're all tired. So I got mainly my doggy, probably 20, 30 presents, my doggy. And
wow, that's a lot for a dog.
Well, he understands what a tree or what a, you know, he keeps going under the chair to get to the tree to get, you know, his presents. And we keep telling him, no, today's not the day. So he'll understand. And then he got a lot of presents from his friends, people we know brought him all presents. So he has lots to eat, and he has bones and everything. So it's really good.
Well, he's making your Christmas more fun for you, because I didn't know that he knew those little presents under the tree were for him. I mean, dogs are just so smart. So he's making it fun for you. And, you know, that's what children do to some people, too, because I really don't even care. You know, I love presents, of course, but what's fun is to watch the kids open the presents and just the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They are so excited. My daughter did well. She cleaned up this year for sure, because I put together these wish lists, and actually my fans buy her gifts as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should have sent me one.
She got everything except for the electric bike. She got everything she wanted.
An electric bike? No,
what?
No.
She didn't get that.
No.
She got everything else, though. She did get AirPods.
Well, they're pretty.
Headphones.
Yeah, it's
gaming headphones.
It's pretty dangerous, especially in LA, to have an electric bike. Not a good idea, anyway. That's
I
better
know,
that
but
you
we're
didn't
in Huntington
get it.
Beach, which is a completely different area than LA, and that's why I moved down here.
So I didn't have the LA vibe, the LA traffic, the LA everything.
We don't have that anymore. We have a little community that's family oriented. It closes down early around here, and they have little groups of kids that just kind of hang out in local areas. There's hardly any traffic down here. You guys, this is Orange County. This is not L.A. where I live. I live more than an hour away from L.A., down south, towards towards San
that's
Diego.
That's where my friend Suki lives in Orange County. Do you know they have airplane flights now from Reno to Orange County?
Good. Come on out. Well, visit me. And it's such a much better airport because it's one of those little smaller airports.
Oh, I know.
It's so convenient. It's really close to my house. It's like 18 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll be picking up Robin on Christmas morning. And I'm getting the house ready for my friend from Seattle visiting. You have helped her many times. She's called in for advice and readings, many readings from you, Dale, my friend Robin. And she's also called in about her dog when the dog was sick and dying. She really relied on us for support, like a support system of just, she was so sad when her little dog was dying. And so that was nice. Remember, Johnny, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we really were the support system for her.
Yes.
I think her dog lived, right?
No, it did not. But she did get another little puppy. You know those really wonderful big, oh gosh, I forget the name of them. They're so cute. They're big and with the long, big, huge ears. Not beagle, but anyway, they're really wonderful dogs. And they usually do better in two together, you know. But I think your dog, Lucky, the German Shepherd, they're fine alone. They're good with just you humans.
Well, no, my dog loves other, he loves other dogs to play and run with. And unfortunately, you know, he's not real social. But when he does see a dog, he'll run the fence with him and he'll play with the dogs and stuff like that. And
can you imagine
lately,
having two of those dogs? That would be a lot of work.
I have had two German Shepherds. I have had
a lot of
people. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
is it
fun.
Better? It's fun.
Yeah, it was. Except when they both die. Yeah, in a minute. Except when they both die, you know, within a year of each other because of their age, you know, it's rough. But anyway, yes, I am ready for a call.
Okay, the first one is Cher. You're live with Psychic Dale Cher.
I'm sorry, you broke up, Johnny. Who is it? Johnny?
I think Sharon?
Yes.
Hello, caller,
yes.
Sharon?
Oh, I was blocked. I just got on. I wasn't on for a while. Do you guys? Oh, I.
Oh, Sharon, good. You're on. We can hear you.
Yeah, I couldn't
Dale,
hear you.
This is Sharon.
I thought maybe something was wrong with the phone.
Oh, God.
No,
you're on.
Johnny.
Dale, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
It's Sharon.
Hi.
How are
Aloha.
You?
Fine. How you doing? Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you. Yeah, hanging in there. How's
okay.
that?
That sounds good. And where are you calling from?
Ohio.
My Lord, how you doing? They've been getting some snow out that way, huh?
They sure did. Yeah,
I've been watching
bit.
The news. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We've been getting between Tahoe and Gardnerville and Minden and everything, there's no snow. I mean, we have maybe 2 inches, and it's pretty rough because, you know, they may be closing some of the ski slopes down, and we've been getting fog in the morning. You wake up in the morning, and it's so foggy. It's ridiculous. I've never seen it this foggy. Does that make
sense? That's all about.
Anyway, how can I help you?
What do you, in my career, what do you see in my career in the next couple months? Is everything good?
Well, I have to know, what do you do for a living?
I'm in investment banking.
What is that? What is that exactly?
Banking. I work with clients, basically. Why don't I say that? I work with clients. help with, like, their logins. If they have trouble, I help logging them in. I set them up and just stuff like that for the private
business. Oh, I see. Yeah, I feel like you'll be doing quite well, as a matter of fact. And I see a raise. And is there a possibility that they could put you up, you know, so you can go to a higher level?
Or even lateral. I was thinking they eliminated our department 4 months ago, and they didn't lay me off, but they put us all in different departments to save our jobs. They moved all to different areas. So this is a totally new job that I've – extra job. I just like the old stuff. I was doing better, but I'm trying to do the best job I can with it. So you do feel I could next year post out to another department, or even if it's a lateral move?
Yes, it's more of a lateral move, and I see you doing quite well. And you just have to study a little bit harder and understand, you know, what's going on more so than before. Other than that, you're going to do great.
You see, oh, I'm so glad. I have a new boss. My old boss was, she could be difficult. This new boss is wonderful. Her name's Rachel. She's satisfied with me, isn't she? She's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do well. You do very, and you're going to take a trip. Are you planning any trips? Because I see possibility of you going to Europe. In the future.
Wow, you know, yeah, but I just got my kitchen redone. I did the whole thing in my office. I did a lot of money when I had to buy a new heater and air conditioner for my condo. So I don't know. I'm not, you know, hurting, but I want to replenish my funds back up to where it was. You know what I'm saying?
You are going in, I'm saying the future. You're going to go to London, or you're going to Europe, or something with Europe and Italy. So that's the future.
Italy. That would be wonderful. Yeah, but my finances
and
are going to be okay.
You're what? I can't do a whole reading. So if you want to call me, you can at 808-372-1816, or you can do Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com. You can do either way.
Yeah, not S. Okay. I know. Thank you for answering my question about my job, though. That made me feel better. It was a stress out.
Well, you're going to do just great. So just hang in there.
Thank you very
and
much.
And a happy new year to you. Happy new year.
Yeah.
Wow. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So much.
We're good. Okay. All right, Johnny. Was there somebody else? Or?
Yes, there is. This is Susan, and Susan, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Susan. Good. I appreciate your time with us to share your words of wisdom. My question is, I have a Facebook. I'm from Ohio. From Ohio. Quite a bit of distance from where you guys are at, but
I have been to Ohio. Ohio is very beautiful.
We live in the country. I have a Facebook group, and I was wondering if you, and I'd like to publish my readings in a book, have it published, and, I have big dreams and goals for my readings.
Let me explain that. I have one book called Tarot for the Beginner, How to Read the Cards in 1 Hour or Less on Amazon.
Okay.
I had a publisher, but he retired.
Okay.
I've written 5 books, but the problem with Amazon is you get very little money. I mean, you can put your books on there,
yeah.
Right. It takes well over a year to get your book established with Amazon.
Okay.
I got lucky because I had a publisher. But
right.
And what you get paid for it, I have to keep looking in my bank account to see if anything, you know, sold. I mean, you know, it's to me, you know, unless you're real famous, like Cher or somebody or Dolly Parton, and you put a book out
right.
there on Amazon, then it'll sell like crazy and you'll make a lot of money. But if you're the average normal
sense,
person,
yeah,
yeah it really, well, there's no one else to go, you know, unless you get
right.
a publisher and get in a Barnes & Noble. That's about it. But I feel the book industry is coming back.
Okay.
I really do. So it's very,
okay.
very, very, I mean, you could try as you might. Maybe you'll get lucky. Okay?
Right. My thing is, yeah, it'd be great to make money, but the message is more important than the money to me.
Okay.
My Facebook page is called Magical Words of Empowerment. I'm a psychic medium, and I receive messages of empowerment, of, you know, unconditional love, of, you know, friendship, and, you know, the past, the present, the future, so to speak, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're just beautiful messages from this world and other tribes, star tribes, and that's my mission. That's my soul mission.
Well, that's cool.
Then
don't give up. Try as you might, and maybe you'll get lucky and get on.
So
but
you
I
would
know.
Recommend the Barnes & Noble more than Amazon, from what I take.
I would try both.
If I understand
both.
Correctly. Oh, you do
I would
both.
Try both.
Okay. Okay.
Because all my books were in Barnes & Noble. I have, I don't know, Barbara knows, 5 or 6 books I've written that were published. The Psychic Within,
mm-hmm.
Believe, a lot of books. If you look at my website, Dale,
okay.
D-A-Y-L-E,
Cheer,
Cheear.com,
okay.
you'll see all my books.
Okay.
And you'll
okay,
see
cool.
right now I sell them, you know, to myself, and I autograph them.
Oh,
so I don't
cool.
know. The book industry has just fallen apart, and unless you're real famous, you know, between albums and books, it's more like what they want you to do. And I just don't approve of this. They want you to do the books that are online. You know what I mean?
The e-books. Thank you. I was going to ask you about that. Do they sell better from what I take or not?
No, because you
no?
have to pay
Dale.
So much a month. You have to pay
Dale.
So much a month to be what?
Dale.
What?
You forgot
what?
The S. You forgot the S on your website.
No. I actually bought Richard DaleShear.com. I rebought it.
Oh.
So I have both.
Oh.
I have both. Dale Shear
okay.
or DaleShear.com. I'm
Go
sorry
ahead.
If I didn't tell you. What's all that noise going on?
I don't know.
I
hear it. The television is
Richard.
On.
Not
Richard,
me.
who? No? That's
not
weird.
Me.
Okay.
Has a TV show?
Right.
No.
Okay, so for the caller, basically, the e-books,
okay.
They make you pay so much per month to get an e-book, whether
oh.
you buy one or not. And I don't appreciate that.
Oh, I didn't know that. So even if you don't sell any, you're still paying to have it on their website, like Amazon. Whether you sell a book or not, you have to pay a monthly fee. I didn't know that. Thank you for letting me know that.
Well, monthly fee. It's a monthly fee to join. And then you have to purchase so many books. I don't know. I just like the hardcover books. I'm just really into it.
I do too, but yeah.
No, I understand. And then I had a whole bunch of books I purchased, and for some reason they disappeared from my computer.
Oh, that's disheartening.
So I was not happy about that. But as far as you writing a book and being successful, that will happen.
Do you see that happening?
Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think you have a lot of good information out there to let loose of. And, I mean, I would use Facebook. I would use, all the media stuff. And you can make quite a bit of money that way.
Well, my long-term goal is like a TV show, which would be great. Like, because I've channeled Sasquatch and, elemental spirits as well. So that's really my long-term goal. I mean, it's really all of it is, but, that's like the icing on the cake.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I had my own television show in Hawaii for 5 years. I loved it. So it was called ESPNU. And we were very successful on CBS, and I enjoyed it. So just don't give up on
that
dream.
I saw that. How did you get what steps did you take to get to where you're at, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Very interesting question. I was in Hawaii for 10 years, living there for 10 years. And from Tahoe, I did a radio show, and that owner owned a radio show in Hawaii.
Okay.
I was going there on vacation, and he said, well, you can go on my show and see how you do. So I went on the radio show. It was supposed to last maybe a week, and it ended up 5 years. And then on the radio show, someone heard me, and they wanted to – they actually did a I forget what you call it, but a show to do a regular show for me.
Okay, gotcha.
And that didn't work out real well because I was too accurate, and the guy threatened to sue me if we aired it. So that didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
then
what happened was Phil Arnone, which was CBS, decided to put me on. We're having noise. Put me on a regular show.
Okay.
And that's how I got started. And that lasted 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome. So basically the radio show launched your career.
That is correct.
I didn't know. Thank you.
Now they call it podcast, so I don't see any difference, but it's podcast. You just can more or less say whatever you want.
Right.
So that's
exactly
how I did it.
Exactly. That's
and
awesome.
That
I love your story.
Thank you. That launched my fame for several years in Hawaii, and I loved every minute of it. Because the local people are totally into it.
Right. I saw your – I think the people on the island's more open to it as well?
Yes.
Or I assume are?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes. My next thought would be to go to Thailand. They're even more open to it in Thailand. You can actually set up a place in any restaurant and say, fortune teller, and your people coming and getting readings as you read cards. It's wild. I was shocked, but they're totally
cool.
into it. The Oriental people are very into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they, some religions, I think, I forget which, I think it's Oriental country, maybe China, I'm not sure, or at least I thought where they, like, worship their ancestors, kind of like shamanic beliefs, shamanic beliefs.
No, they're just into it, period. They just
They're
were
just
raised
into
with the, yeah, they were raised with the belief of psychics and not psychologists, but psychics. And they go to psychics and they go in groups, and it's a lot of fun. They love it.
Oh, that's cool.
Everybody
that's cool.
in Hawaii. I started it there. There were no psychics when I started, but I was the number one person to start it in Hawaii, and you know, ever since then, now there's hundreds of them, but you know, it was great.
Well, that's cool.
But anyway, thank
you.
Thank you for
yeah.
What?
Well,
I feel like I'm
I'll
on an interview.
Go, honey,
but thank
no,
you for calling.
I was just going to ask you really fast if you had experiences with Star Tribes.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are those Indians
okay, gotcha.
American? Are those American Indians?
The Star Tribes
are, those,
like, are life forms not of Earth.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh no, you're fine. I've had that experience too. I was just curious, but I'll let you go because I know you're really busy. But I appreciate your time and I enjoyed talking with you.
Well, I enjoyed talking with you. Have a Merry Christmas, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next
call? No, Johnny. Oh, can I talk to Barbara?
Sure.
Hi, Barbara.
This takes a lot of energy sometimes. That's great.
I felt I was.
You had a connection.
No, I felt like I was being interviewed.
Yes.
That was
cute. That was a good connection for her. I mean, that she got a good reading, a positive reading, especially to start the year off with that, you know, she wants to publish a book, and you said it will happen. So, wow, can't get better than that for
2024. The best way to publish a book is self-publish it at this point get someone to help you. You self-publish it, and then you promote it on Facebook or X or whatever, you know, the places are, and you'll get people who will buy it. That's probably the newer way and the best way to do it.
Well,
you know, Amazon.
You should call the right person tonight. Psychic Dale
Shear. Yeah. Amazon is mainly for the movie stars and stuff. They put it out there. They put all their books out there on Amazon. But I'm reading Richard's book right now. I'm on chapter 8. Buck's
and you're
Call to Duty.
Reading a chapter.
I was.
That how much?
Yes, about. But the last few days, because we have the holidays, I'll put it down and then I'll pick it up again in the next few days. Right after
probably
Christmas.
Long chapters with that 700-page book of Richard's.
Actually, no.
So everybody else could go out and get it, too.
Yeah, now he has a publisher. He's published. He's on Amazon as well.
What's it called?
I don't know if he's received anybody buying it, but I mean, you know, it's rough on Amazon. We've been trying to get stuff on Amazon for a long time, and it's not easy. takes a whole, they charge you money, then it takes a whole year to get on. It's weird, you know? That's with our Erase. You know, the product we have, Erase. Barbara, you know Erase.
I am so
thankful. We've been trying to get that on Amazon for about 2 years already. You know, it's not easy.
Oh, and I can't even believe that. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start doing reviews on Amazon then, because I see that people are doing that, and they're probably getting paid. And you know what? I've been getting some very nice checks for my reels for Facebook and Instagram, and I hardly even try. So, you know, I did a Google review. I have a big Yelp following now. So if I start getting a following, then they will say, hey, Barbara Moore, she has a big following with her reviews. She wants a race up on Amazon. So she can put it on subscribe and save, by the way, because when I ran out of that, I was very upset. Thank God I know you, who owns the company, who just sent me an emergency supply of the best Erase odor spray that I've ever used in my entire life. And it's, yes, it's the kind that you also can spray in the toilet bowl, you know, pre, and then you never have any odor at all. So it takes away tons you know, pet odors. You have a special bottle you sent for the pet thing. And you know what? Bird poop actually does stink, believe it or not. So thank you. And everybody,
very
go get that from Dale.
You know, they Walmart has something similar called something Zoom that takes away all the smell, but they charge like $24, you know, for a bottle. We charge like $3 or $4 a bottle. No, no, just a regular bottle. No, no.
I like
just,
the little bottle. Yeah. I like the little bottle
you have.
Little,
we have little and big. We have both.
Okay. The reason I do like this little size bottle, as in 2 fluid ounces, is because you can put one in every room, which I do, and you just put it in everybody's eye level. Like at the toilet, I have shelves. I put it at their eye level. They'll probably be like, oh, my God, thank God they have something for this odor, because, you know, people get embarrassed. So I have that in the little toilet room, and one in the kitchen, and one in the living room, and also one in the car. Hello, one in the car. And it kind of has a kind of an odd, like, similar smell, like the new car smell. But then it disappears, and everything's just gone. I don't know what it is. It's like magic.
Well, we do
but
make
I can't
a
believe
race
Amazon won't put that up. What?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just it's very hard to get someone to put it up there for us. We've tried. We're trying. You know, we're doing the
even
best
if
we
you
can.
Did get,
but
even if they said, yeah, put your product up, how much do they charge for the ad?
I don't know. I don't know. That I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet. So I don't know that they charge anything, or they get a percentage.
You
know, they make money.
Design your Erase? Does it come that way, or did you design that with the blue and white?
No, actually,
flowers,
we bought Erase. We had a cigar shop, and my husband would come home smelling terrible, and I'm going, no, this is bad, you know. So he bought Erase from a lady who had it manufactured and done in a place that she owned it. You know, she owned the whole thing. And he started putting it on him, and when he come home, he didn't smell from the cigars at all. And it's also good for, I hate to say this, but it's good for marijuana. It's good for, it takes away the smell. It's good for a lot of things. You know, where anything smells, you just, you know, press the Erase
laundry,
and you're fine.
Like in the,
I don't
know
about
the laundry starts to stink. Yeah, you can, and it doesn't hurt your, it doesn't harm anything when it gets on it. I don't know for sure, but I was just asking if you can redesign your packaging and then make it something that, like, colors that are of the now and something that, you know, you just have to buy it because the package is so cute. So you have a great product and an irresistible, you know, price point, and then you have, like, I have to have it because it's so adorable, and I want that to be sitting on my shelf for my guests to see, that kind of thing, you know, and maybe a variation of different colors. Yeah, somebody's got a design to be really great for it. What?
Well, we, you know, right now can't afford to do that, but eventually, maybe. We bought it for, I think, $30,000 because I told my husband, we're going to make money off of this product. It's phenomenal. And we've made our money. You know, we made it back. I mean, and it's incredible. I mean,
where do you sell it right now? Like, if I didn't know you, would I run across it somewhere?
Veterinarians buy it. Doctors buy it. Normal people that have, you know, restaurants buy it. Just all kinds of things.
Car dealers.
Oh, yeah.
Car dealers buy it.
It's perfect for the car because it's just a nonscent. And people, they want to keep their new car scent, so they don't want to put, like, papaya or moon juice over the top of it. They want something erased. They just want to erase. Okay. I think you're going to make even more money when you do some kind of better label. I'm not saying it's horrible and ugly. It's just
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
But I would have to talk to my husband about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, Johnny. I didn't realize you had that many people. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Benita, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale here.
Hi, Dale. I'm Bonita. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Bonita. What a pretty name.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Okay. You've been getting some rough weather there, too, huh?
Yeah, it's been raining a little bit.
You're out.
Yeah. Okay. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm trying to decide, or I need to know, if you can tell me, from my past boyfriend is wanting to rekindle, and I'm just trying to think if it's a good idea, because we were together for 7 years, so it was good, but I'm just trying to see if we should move back in together.
You were together for what, 7 years, did you say?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Who cheated on who?
He cheated on me, but he always accused me of it.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Why would you want to go back with someone like that?
I think, I don't know. It's, you know, you love somebody, and I know that's...
I'll be honest with you. I would date him.
Mm-hmm.
And just say you're not interested in marriage at this time, which drives them crazy. And just say, I'll be glad to date you. And I would test him and see how he's doing it. I feel he will cheat again if he gets the opportunity, even though he says no. I feel that he will. And I feel by him accusing you of cheating when you weren't, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. So that's how I would handle it. But as far as you living with him, honey, I swear, you'll only go through the same thing again. So I would just date him.
Okay.
I know you made your mind up to go with him.
Do you see me with anyone else? Do you see anyone else coming in the picture?
Say again?
Do you see anyone else coming in the picture? Like, do you see anyone else, another gentleman, today?
For you.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And as long as you date him, and you will leave yourself open to dating other people. And definitely, you will definitely find someone else that you will fall in love with, and it'll be fine.
Do you, can you tell me anything about this person? Can you see anything
about
this person?
No, you'd have to, I'll tell you that he's tall, very good looking, and he has a J in his name. But if you want a further reading, you'd have to call at 808-372-1816 or my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Okay, thanks, Dale.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Johnny. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You got to keep not throwing people at me. I need a little time.
Okay? Okay.
And it's great you have all these people. How many do we have left?
Let's see. Three.
Okay, well, I'll do one more now, and then I'll do the other two in a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Sarah, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really excited about this. I recently started a new business. What do you feel? Do you feel anything related to business or any like new ventures that may be coming? I may become involved in.
Okay, wait. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just outside of Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. And what type of work are you starting?
It's going to be just a small, I'm actually breeding exotic cats.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There is a, do you fly the cats anywhere?
I will
by the way?
Yeah, I will be once I get my first
Twitter. I have a phone number of somebody that does this for a living. She works for Southwest Airlines. And I'm trying to get her number for you. Her name is Suki. And she's a very good friend of mine. S-U-K-I, Suki.
S-U-K-I, okay.
Sumangora. And let's see here. I'll give you her number. And she does this for part-time. Her number is 909-265-1995.
Okay.
Do you have that?
I do 909-265-1995.
Yeah, and she works for Southwest Airlines, so she
That's
gives
so
you
cool.
a choice. And a lot of people want the pets, and so she takes them to the person, so, and she's very reliable, so it might be something, you're going to make a fortune, you're going to do very well.
God, I'm really glad to hear that, because I've struggled for a really long time. I've been very excited. I've been trying to get involved with it for a long, long time, for some years. So, it just kind of all fell in my lap, and I'm waiting at this point.
You do need someone to take the cats to the people,
Yes.
Or wherever they may be.
Yes, absolutely. and that's what you friend, and I'm really, I'm really grateful that you gave me her name, because I will need someone. If I can't do it myself, I will need someone that I can go to the air, you know, I go to KCI Airport and I can give the animal to, that will take good, you know, and handle it personally. Because the people that pay for these kind of animals, the money, they really care, and they want, you know, their animal to get there safely and get to their home.
I understand that. But you can't get anybody better that works for the airlines that will take your cat or dog or anybody to wherever you want it to be.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
And just mention my name that I recommended to, okay?
I will. Oh, thank you so much. Do you see any time frame, like, for things to start picking up? Because, like I said, I just got the cat, and I'm just starting, and just for kind of what to expect. Do you feel anything?
I don't know much about cats, but what kind are they?
These are early generation Bengals, so they are a quarter to a half inch leopard.
Okay, that I don't know. I don't know what that means, but I do see you being very successful. You need to promote yourself and let people know. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on X. You can do it on TikTok. Wherever you decide to let people know, that's where you're going to get your business, okay?
Yeah, that's something that I've got to get figured out here really quickly. Is that a you know, website and all of the logistics, because I have not gotten there yet. This all just kind of fell in my lap.
Well, you will. You will. You have a brilliant future doing this, and when they're exotic cats, people want them. So, you know, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. They're really great. I've had them since I was 17, and I'm almost 42. So I'm just wanting to breed the exotic cat, the leopard, back into their look. So I've got a purpose. I've been rescuing my whole life. So breeding is totally abstract thinking for me, but I'm really trying to wrap my head around it, and I want to do right by these cats.
Yeah, well, you want to try Instagram and basically say that, you know, you have these cats, put up some pictures, and just say, you know, whatever you want to charge or whatever it costs, and if you're interested, give me a call. That's all.
Well, that is very helpful. I appreciate it a lot. So I wasn't sure.
Okay.
Oh,
I have a question. What kind are they again? I only caught the Bengal part in the title of cat.
Sure. These are early generation Bengals. So EG Bengals or SBT Bengals. But these are the earliest generations. So these are a half to a quarter. Half a third and a quarter, basically, are my breeding cats. And they're
leopard?
Yeah, they actually are Asian leopards.
Oh, that must be so gorgeous. I love Abyssinian
really,
cats, too. But it does take somebody like you who loves them since you were 17, because they can have all kinds of things with their health. They have to have health care. Yes, and you would know everything if you've been doing it that long. Wow, Dale, you've gotten some people that are going to have great years coming up. Sounds like this caller really is too. Awesome.
Well, thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Mimi. Did you get your question answered?
What, Daddy?
I was just asking if you got her question answered. That's all.
Yes, you did. If you were listening, yes, you did. Okay, well, thank you, darling.
For Dale.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, caller. Merry Christmas. I have a question about your friend, because I am looking for an Abyssinian. I had one before, Chewy. Oh, they're so sweet, Abyssinians. They are very thin and long, slender. I'm wondering what kind she is breeding. I don't want a Bengal, even though they're probably totally cool. I just, either just a regular cat or an Abyssinian. So what kind, do you know? what your friend?
For you, you mean? For you?
Yeah, down the road, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I feel it's too much money with the vet bills, with the very specialized guests.
No. Sorry. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be the breeder. I meant to get a cat from your friend. I just want to
know
what kind does she have. I might buy a cat. I don't want to breed it.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not my future.
You can get, yeah, I know that. You can get this girl's phone number and ask, or
I just asked her. Huh? I don't want her kind. I want to know what kind your friend breeds. What is her name? Your best friend?
Suki.
Oh, she just flies them around. Oh, she's
yes.
Oh, she's a courier for it. Oh my gosh, what a great idea she had. Wow, cool.
I know. Well, she works for Southwest Airlines, so most of her flights are
free.
And she flies all over the place. And she'll pick up the cat and do whatever, you know, they want. And it works, you know, for her.
Oh, wow. That is an amazing job right there. I think, it doesn't even matter. Sorry that my question didn't make sense, because of course it didn't make sense. No, she doesn't breed. She just carries the cats for the people. And what about the dogs? Because they need it too.
Dogs as well. There's no problem with the dog either.
What about
one,
all these different rules now? What about all these rules that you have to have?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will. But I hope it doesn't, you know, hurt her business, whatever it is. But she sounds like a cool lady. I love it when people think outside their box, think of something that they could do on the side for extra money. And then, it's really, like, you do this all the time, Dale, with your erase and then a lot of things, your 5 books, everything. So I like that. What a positive show it's been.
Mm-hmm.
It has been. Okay, we had a few more, Johnny?
Yes. Belle, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Who's this?
Hi there. Hi, this is Belle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Fine. Where are you calling from?
I am in New York State.
Oh, my favorite place. Okay. Because I was born in Jersey.
Oh,
are you
upstate?
Are you
I
in Manhattan?
Upstate. No, no.
Okay.
I'm not near the city.
Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
I just wonder, there's someone I had reached out to a couple times. It's been a little while now, maybe a month or so ago. And I just wonder if and when I'm going to hear from him.
Mm. You haven't heard so far?
No, but the person's a little stubborn.
You know him?
Oh, for many, many, many years. Yeah, we once were together.
I see. I see that person has someone else in mind that they're involved with or will be involved with. So I don't, you know, they may talk to you every so often and you may hear from them every so often.
Yeah, that's all I
kind of
want,
It's not a permanent thing.
Okay. And that's fine. It's just someone I'd like to make sure they're doing okay, you know, everything's okay
but
with them.
But you will meet someone else, so not to worry, okay?
Yeah, but when do you feel I should hear from them?
I don't know. It's going to be a while. I would say another month or two, if that much. Within a month or two. Could be day one to a month or two.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know. What about this new person? Can you give me any?
All right. If you want a reading, you give me a call, okay?
Okay, so you can't tell me anything about him.
No, I only answer one question, sweetie.
Oh, okay. I heard the last girl had kind of asked a couple questions, so I thought that maybe I could just get an insight as to what I'm looking for or what is coming.
Well, that would be a whole reading. So it might If you look at Dale, DayleSchear.com, you'll find out all my prices and what I charge and what I do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas.
You
Thank
too.
You, Belle. Okay.
Merry
Johnny.
Christmas.
You too. Are you want to do one more?
Wait, is that who you have left, just one other person?
Yes. This is one more person.
Yeah.
Sonia.
Yeah, go ahead.
You are live in the air with Psychic Dale Scher.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Fine.
Happy holidays.
How can I? Same to you. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
I'd like to know, my current relationship. My partner and I we've been together for 8 years, but we're sort of in a break now. Supposedly we're broken up, but she moved out. But the strangest thing is that she moved out a few days ago, but then came back yesterday for dinner. And she's saying that she needs to work on things and that we're going to come back even stronger, to trust her, that it's in her gut feeling. And then
okay, let me stop you. Whoa.
What are you picking
she
up?
She made a
because
mistake.
Now she's gonna, what's that?
I'm trying to talk. You won't let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
She realized she made a mistake, and it's okay. Let her back in. It's all right. The breakup is no big thing. You do love this person, and she loves you, and it's okay. So I would just let her back in.
Right. But she got an apartment, though. She just said she needs
that's
time to sort things out.
Well, that's her. That's good, though. Let her have her apartment. You go visit her. She'll go visit you, and then when her lease is up, you can decide where you want to live.
Right, because she keeps telling me to give her time. I mean, the only issue which started all this, and that's the reason why you're at, well, I wanted to ask you, like, how do you see this working out? Because there is someone else on her side, not me. I don't have anybody. But she keeps saying that it's not the same life with me. That she doesn't even think that's going to last. This person, it's not, she keeps referring back to me like she's not like you. Like you're in my heart. That's what she keeps telling me. So I don't know about that.
I would say give her the space, give her the time, and let it go. And meanwhile, if you want to go out, you have to make that known. That you may be dating other people as well. And, but it's okay. You could still enjoy each other's company, be with each other, and she is not in love with the other person. The other person has found someone else, and she doesn't know what to do. So just give her the space. She'll be all right.
Okay. Well, when do you see us getting back together?
Again, I can only do one question at this point. We're over time. If you want, call me. All right? It's Dale, DayleSchear.com.
Okay?
Or 808-372-1816. Have a good one, sweetie, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, ma'am.
But give her a chance, okay? We all make mistakes. It's no biggie. Okay.
Yeah. What a relief. What a relief after a breakup that everything is going to be okay now. So, seems
Johnny,
like everybody had a good reading today.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, you did very well. How did you find all these people?
There is a few chat rooms that I'm in on Facebook, and they are all in relation. They are all devoted to sort of this topic. So so what I did was, and then because I'm friends with some of the people that run the chat, and these chat rooms have like a couple of 100,000 members. So what I did was I put the link in the chat rooms, in those chat rooms.
Great. That was brilliant. Thank you very much.
Good
with
job.
So then you get exposure to like a couple of 100,000 people.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas. And I'll be talking to you next week, I believe. Is next week a holiday or what?
No, it's not. I mean, you know, I know that you might, you know, we did use the argument, thought, well, maybe this over because it's near Christmas. That didn't seem to be the case.
You're always busy during Christmas. That's when people really want to, well, they're ready to spend money too. They're just, hey, it's just normal. They're ready for it. They've got their wallet out and they just want that psychic session. And I'm glad that they found us. Great, Dale. And those were good readings, by the way.
Yeah, and hey, you have a very Merry Christmas, and tell me all about it next week. And same to
I
Richard.
I have one little question.
Richard?
About,
what?
Yeah.
One little question about, I just have one little question about Christmas morning. I see all of these cinnamon rolls everywhere. Is this a tradition? So should I have cinnamon rolls in the morning on Christmas Day? Dale knows all about holiday meals and traditions.
Yummer.
I think if that's what you want, that's what you have. It's great.
Okay.
Okay.
I see it. I think it's supposed to be a tradition, really, because I see it in every store right now.
I have no idea if it's a tradition, but I can honestly say, go for it. Okay.
Yeah. Richard says yummy, so I will. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, Merry Christmas, and I hope I do talk
Merry
to you on Christmas, all of you,
aloha.
You know, on the phone. And I love
aloha.
You guys, and we're going to have a great new year. Thanks for being in my life and being my wonderful friends. And, Johnny, thank you for producing the nice show that we all do.
Johnny did a great job tonight. And keep doing this. Whatever you're doing, keep doing
right.
it, okay?
Okay. Well, good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye,
Richard.
Yeah.